realfaith.org.au.
So each week that I'd come to see him and we would chat, I would check his progression. But then on the drive up, I would think about my week and reflect on it and the things that I wanted to share with Eric. And I just started stripping things out, because when you're going through what he's going through, a lot of things just don't become important.
Welcome to Real Faith. Conversations about the impact faith has on our lives and the challenges we go through. Helping us today and giving us hope for tomorrow. That's real people, real life and real faith with Eric Scatterbo.
Well, we were contacted by Carol Benton, who says that she would like us to talk to her friend Eric. Eric Ludwig, that is. Eric is a talented musician and songwriter, committed Christian, and MND sufferer. Apparently, he is in the last stages of motor neuron disease. So at this point, we want to introduce you to Eric's friend Scott. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric.
Glad to have you with us. And why was it so important for your wife, Carol, to contact us and ask us to interview Eric?
Well, as you touched on in the introduction, Eric is in very advanced stages of MND, and he's quite the wordsmith himself, but with no physical movement at the moment and talking and breathing difficult, he reached out to my wife, Carol, to put the words together so that she could reach out to you and explain that Eric has written some really beautiful songs, and he wanted them shared.
Okay.
So he asked Carol to write the introductory letter, and here we are today. So we're very pleased with the way it's all come together. So thank you very much.
No worries. And how do you know Eric yourself?
Eric and I, we go back to primary school. We started together in prep. So we're just before we were five. So that's 1970 we started. And we lived in the local area, and we went to secondary school together. So there's 12, 13 years of schooling and down the beach and the local life-saving club and just the other things you do when you're that age. And then Eric moved away. He moved to the warmer climates of Queensland, and I stayed in Melbourne, and we've recently reconnected maybe 4 or 5 years ago when Eric came back with the MND. And
so it was after he was diagnosed that you reconnected?
Yeah. He came back to Melbourne after he's diagnosed. And we've reconnected on a different level. You know, that superficial physical activity is gone, and it's a spiritual connection now. And I come up and break up his day, and we talk, and we do analyze the Bible or the teachings of Ravi Zacharias.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Ravi's books to him, and we stop and debate and discuss.
And talk about theological things?
Absolutely. And it's very much a different connection now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very theological.
Ravi,
well, I should explain that is Eric Ludwig himself. You are at his palliative care hospital. Is that right?
We are, yeah. Well, it's not quite palliative. He's in his chair, and we're in the chapel, actually, at the Bethlehem Hospital in Caulfield, which is in a southeast of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice, quiet place to come and reflect and to talk.
And so, as you mentioned, Eric is in his final stages of MND. Could we chat just a little bit with Eric? I know it's difficult for him to talk at this stage.
Absolutely, and I think the hard part's going to be getting him to stop, but he has so much he wants to say, but you have to be aware he's got a breathing mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take a breath and close his mouth while he takes that breath, and then he'll talk again. So here we go, here's Eric.
Welcome to the program, Eric Ludwig.
Hey, good day, Eric, how are you?
Thank you for joining us.
God, no worries. What would you like to ask?
So, did you become a Christian after being diagnosed with MND?
No. I was always a believer, but I did not put a lot of attention into it until after I got the MND. And then when I got diagnosed, I got so scared and terrified that I lived a wasteful life.
So your relationship with the Lord grew closer after your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah. It took 6 months.
I can. So he was saying as he's got sick, his physical world has shrunk and the other realm has opened up and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke and he heard the words in his head that he'd been forgiven for his sins. So that led to a huge weight off his shoulders and a great relief. And then about a month after that, there was an awareness that he had a Lord and Savior.
Wonderful. And how did the songwriting come up?
The surprising thing was that it didn't come up sooner, actually. But then he met Stefan, the music therapist here at Bethlehem Hospital. And so when he met Stefan, he had someone that he clicked with straight away, and he was able to collaborate with and turn what was in his head into something that's external and recorded. And Stefan's been great with his skills, also with mastering the music and helping Eric get what he needs out.
Okay, at this point, can we welcome Stefan to the program?
Absolutely. Stefan?
Hey, how are you doing, Eric?
Real good. Thank you so much for taking a few moments to chat with us today.
My pleasure.
Can you kind of explain what you do there at the Calvary Healthcare Bethlehem Palliative Care Hospital? Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah. So we're a team of music therapists here. There are many music therapy programs, but I'm going to focus on the part that I'm a part of, which is the inpatient program. And what we do is we use the power of music to help people cope with what they're going through or help people express what they'd like to express. And you probably know that already, but music has this power that exceeds pretty much any other means of expression that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric adds a gift from God.
And so how does it work? So Eric came to you and kind of shared that he wanted to write some songs?
No. Well, I see inpatients, so I go knock on patients' doors as they're here. And Eric had been here for a while before I saw you the first time. And I thought it would be good to meet him. So I went and I think it was outside. Was it outside? I don't remember. Because Eric, he's got his wheelchair, so he wheels out in the sun when he can, so into the garden.
Yep.
And I approached him, and I said, how about some music therapy? And he said, play your heart. And he said, play something original. He didn't want to hear covers.
Uh-huh.
So I did, and he liked what he heard. And it kind of evolved from playing music to Eric, though. It was a couple of sessions, and then we started talking about writing our own stuff. I guess he felt confident enough that we could actually express what he really is adamant to express.
Yeah, did you know that he was a songwriter earlier in his life?
Yeah, he told me in early in the session that he'd been performing and writing his own music and even recording. So, I had that knowledge fairly early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also very adamant. I could hear that immediately when we started to write songs. Eric has a clear intent. Both lyrics are pretty much done when we start, whereas sometimes with other patients, I have to guide the whole process.
Yeah.
Eric knows exactly what he wants to share and what is important for everyone to get out of the music. So he would have the words pretty much ready, and then we would elaborate and collaborate in kind of putting the heart onto it, so people can connect to it on the emotional level.
Yeah, so if I'm understanding this correctly, this is just something that you do as part of your role there as a music therapist.
That's correct.
So you would kind of help people express themselves through music, what's on their heart.
Yeah, that's correct.
But in Eric's case, because he is a musician himself and has written songs in the past, you're saying he was a bit ahead of the process.
Yeah, I would want my patients to be as involved as possible in the process. And Eric, having all the knowledge that he has already, allowed him to be involved in pretty much all stages of the songwriting process, from making very fine decisions on what chords to play. And I could play up ideas with him, and he would go, yeah, oh, that's good. Well, and the other way around. So we would really spar, and it would be like almost like a firestorm of ideas. Like it would take sometimes just an hour to write a song.
Wow.
And the whole process, as Eric says, it is inspired by Christ.
Wow. Now, Stefan, is Eric unique among the people that you've collaborated with?
Absolutely. Eric is unique because he's got musical skills that go beyond the average.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not limited by his body in the sense of ideas and the way he can communicate to me how he would like the songs to evolve. And then there is the faith element, where's the message of the song. He's adamant that there's no compromise there. Like, the songs are there to lift the hearts of people.
And on a personal level, what impact has he had on your life?
Oh, an amazing impact. I've never met anyone with such clarity. And I've never met anyone who would suffer with such a big heart.
That's music therapist Stefan Skoff talking about his collaborations with Eric Ludwig. As we've heard, Eric is in the final stages of motor neuron disease, and we'll hear some of that music that they've made together when we return. Also, we'll chat with Eric's friend Scott Benton. That and more right here on Real Faith.
Looking for resources to grow your faith? Check out Vision Christian Store, with books, movies, audio CDs, DVD resources and more. Plus, free delivery on orders over $50. See visionstore.org.au.
You're listening to Real Faith, conversations with real people about how God works in their lives. If you want to know more about integrating faith into your life, our website is realfaith.org.au. That's realfaith.org.au. Just go to the website and you'll find helpful articles about the impact faith can have on your life. And you can listen to past programs about the impact faith has had on others. Once again, that's realfaith.org.au.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Scadabo, and today we have a special guest, Eric Ludwig, who unfortunately is in the final stages of motor neuron disease. Right now, he is joined by his friend Scott Benton and his music therapist Stefan Skoff. They're in the chapel at the Bethlehem Hospital in Coalfield, southeast of Melbourne. And we're going to hear some of the music that Eric and Stefan have made together. But first, Eric has a poem for us.
I live on a razor.
With death on my shoulder, so poised with waiting intent.
Is this what you meant? Dear Lord, when you said,
my weakness is really your strength.
Wow, that's very good.
Is that your poem? Yeah, that's Eric's poem.
Wow, so obviously he's very mentally astute, even though he's having troubles speaking.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without the machine? I've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so if the machine here is turned off, Eric's got 2 minutes to live.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, so it breathes for him.
And, Stefan, I wanted to ask you, what impact is Eric having on the other patients there?
It's funny you should mention it, because there has been sessions where we've been writing these songs and they've been coming in listening to it. Like, the songwriting that Eric is doing here at the hospital has definitely generated a lot of interest from staff, but also from some co-patients that are going through tough times.
Mm-hmm. So he's encouraging others, even though he's in the middle of suffering himself.
Yeah, and that is very much him in a nutshell. And that is what I find the most inspiring by him, is that he doesn't define himself by his limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, it's not about me anymore.
It's about Christ.
It's about Christ.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, let's talk about one of the songs that the two of you have written together. It's called After Last Night. Can you tell us the story behind that song?
This song is pretty much obvious.
The song is pretty much obvious. It's just laying there thinking about what Christ went through and how did he survive that?
Yeah.
Could you imagine even on a physical level?
Mm-hmm. Can I just sit here for a while? I don't want to move. I know I have to do my part. There's no mystery left to solve. It's a sunny day now. How can this be so? My head is completely done in. So difficult to know. How did you survive the weight of your cross and save me from my own stupid loss? Oh God, my God, if it's okay, I'll just lay here for a while.
So Eric pretty much had all the lyrics done for the song. So what we did was we dove into the emotional part of it.
Mm-hmm. I know why.
You know why?
He did it.
Jesus did it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you have to go through the journey to get to the understanding.
Stained and came for what I've done. Weep in my heart for freedom from sin. There's nothing left to show where I have been. The only way home is through you. How did you survive the weight of your cross and save me from my own stupid loss? Oh God, my God, if it's okay, I'll just lay here for a while. And survive the weight of the cross and save me from my own stupid loss. Oh God, my God, if it's okay, I'll just lay here for a while.
So the music side of things, you'll find that it's quite a soothing song, almost lulling, because... Yeah, actually, we wanted to reflect the exhaustion that he would have felt.
I felt thinking...
And Eric feels...
Thinking about him.
Just thinking about him, yeah.
I'm wondering, Eric, how does that comfort you to know that when you meet the Lord, you have a good relationship with him, that you have peace with him?
Is it giving you comfort?
Oh, unbelievable.
It's giving him unbelievable comfort.
And Stefan, are you seeing that he has a peace in his life?
Oh, beyond that. He would have all reasons to resign and not radiate what he like the way he does, mm-hmm. but he's compassionate. He is...
A big smile.
You're being a smile. Yeah, you are being a smile.
So that's usually the case with a number of patients that you deal with, Stefan?
Well, I can only imagine, like, I try to understand sometimes how, I can't even begin to fathom how I would cope with those challenges. Like, I've been writing songs with Eric as a music therapist here at Bethlehem Hospital for a year now,
mm-hmm.
and just about.
Really?
Yeah, for a year. So, I've had that privilege and see how his heart and his faith is kind of keeping him strong through all the trials and errors and the ups and downs that follow this horrible challenge of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in awe. I think it's highly admirable, and I'm very privileged to be able to be where I am in this position, where I can help him also express what is in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he can share it, because that is really what's important to him as well.
Mm-hmm. And to let others know about his faith?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole main reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the power of Christ is really what he wants people not just to understand, but he wants them to feel it. Like, mm-hmm. that's what music can do. You can talk the words, and you can be powerful in that beyond anything. But when you add the music to it, then you get a whole new layer. So thank you for having me on, Eric.
Thank you so much. And Scott, I wanted to ask you, how has your knowing Eric and what he's going through, how has that impacted you in your life?
I just wanted to add a little bit of clarity about what MND is. Your listeners might not fully realize, but imagine if you took an electrical cable and you took off the rubber covering, signal would leak out. So what's happening with Eric is his brain is transmitting, but the signal's leaking. And so therefore he's losing more and more movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I've watched Eric go through this progression, starting at his feet with a walking stick into a chair, and then I used to ask him to touch his head, and then eventually he couldn't touch his head. So now he has trouble waving his hands. It's more of a horizontal movement rather than a vertical movement. So each week that I'd come to see him and we would chat, I would check his progression. But then on the drive up, it would take me about 40 minutes to get here, I would think about my week and reflect on it and the things that I wanted to share with Eric. And I just started stripping things out, because when you're going through what he's going through, a lot of things just don't become important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the latest reality program, the interest rate, who the prime minister is. So in summary, a word is cleansing. I find it very cleansing when I come to see Eric, because you get left with what's important. And it's a wonderful feeling.
Wow. And as Stefan mentioned, he's having a positive impact on the other people there?
I think so. Eric seems to know all the staff's name without even turning around. He just seems to know he has this awareness of who they are by the way they walk or the size of their shadow or something. And the staff do talk to me as they come in each week. And so his determination is certainly rubbing off on the staff. And I think I haven't been privy to the conversations, but I'm sure that there's some people who arrive here in a quite a bad way would relish having someone like Eric to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on two levels. It's the staff and the patient. And I hope that Eric's songs make the radio and your listeners enjoy them.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you, Eric. It's been wonderful.
And then finally, Eric, do you have any closing comments for us?
I'd like to meet you in person if you want to do that. That would be lovely.
Oh, I will be in Caulfield in 2 weeks.
Awesome. But then I need to see you.
Okay, well, we'll try to see if we can make that a reality.
It will work. This is a ministry from Christ, and it will work.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and your music with us today.
You're welcome. God, thank you.
And I did get a chance to meet him. I stopped by while I was in the area, and he greeted me with a great big smile. He has so much enthusiasm, despite everything that he's going through. Had a chance to talk with some of the staff, and they said that he always brightens everyone's day. So it's just amazing that everything he's going through, he still has the peace that passes all understanding and is a blessing to those who are around him. He says, can my suffering be used to help others? He says yes, because it gives him a purpose. He can use his suffering to help others, especially those there at the hospital, both the staff and the other patients. But he adds, his suffering is insignificant compared to Jesus' sacrifice. Our guest today has been Eric Ludwig. As we've been saying, he's in the final stages of motor neuron disease. Doing most of the talking for him today is his friend Scott Benton and also his music therapist, Stefan Scoff. And they joined us from the chapel at Bethlehem Hospital in Caulfield, southeast of Melbourne.
You've been listening to Real Faith. And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a message through our website, realfaith.org.au. That's realfaith.org.au.
This program is a production of Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, see vision.org.au.